Los padres de Tomás son más viejos que los míos. The parents of Tomás are older than mine. Breakdown. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article meaning, the. Padres. This is the plural noun meaning, parents. De. This is the preposition, of. Tomás. This is a proper noun, a name. Son. This is the third person plural form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Más. This means, more. Viejos. This is the masculine plural adjective meaning, old. Que. This is the conjunction, than. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article meaning, the. Míos. This is the possessive adjective meaning, mine. Key concepts. Definite articles. The definite articles. Los. Are used to specify the noun they precede. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective. Míos. Indicates ownership. Comparative adjectives. The adjective. Viejos. Is used in the comparative form with the word. Más. To show a difference in age. Quédate aquí y espérale. Stay here, and wait for him. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, which is used to give orders or instructions. Quédate is the imperative form of the verb quedarse, meaning to stay. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning, you, informal. Aquí is an adverb meaning, here. E is the conjunction, and esperale is the imperative form of the verb esperar, meaning, to wait. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning, you, informal. Él is a pronoun meaning, he. It is implied in the verb, espérale, as the object of the verb. Él le dio a ella un gesto de aprobación. He gave her a gesture of approval. This sentence uses the indirect object pronoun, le, to indicate that the gesture is given to her. The direct object pronoun, a ella, is also included for clarity, though it is technically redundant with le. The verb yo is the past tense of the verb dar, to give, which is a transitive verb that requires a direct object. In this case, the direct object is the gesture that he gave. The phrase un gesto de aprobación translates to a gesture of approval, and it is the noun phrase that serves as the direct object of the verb. Yo. Tengo una pregunta para ustedes. I have a question for you all. This sentence uses the verb tener, which means, to have. In this case, it is conjugated in the first person singular, tengo, which means, I have. Una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a, or, an. Pregunta means, question. Para means, for. Ustedes is the informal way of addressing a group of people, meaning, you all. Hay moscas en la pared. There are flies on the wall. Breakdown. I. This is a form of the verb. Haber. To have, which is used to express existence. In this case, it means, there are moscas. This is the plural of mosca. Fly, a common insect. En. This means, in, or, on, and is used to show location. La. This is the definite article meaning, the. Pared. This means, wall. Key concepts. Haber is used for expressing existence, and is conjugated differently than regular verbs. N is a preposition indicating location. The definite article, la, is used before the noun, pared, because it is a specific wall. Hoy deberías quedarte en casa. You should stay home today. This sentence uses the verb, deber, which means, to should, or, to ought to. It is used to express obligation, or advice. The verb, quedar, is used in the infinitive form after, deber, which means, to stay. The, se, is used as a reflexive pronoun, meaning, yourself, in this context. Hoy means today, and en casa means at home. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object. You plus should plus stay home today. Tom no culpa a Mary por pegar a John. Tom doesn't blame Mary for hitting John. The sentence is in the negative form, using the no before the verb. Culpar means to blame. A is the preposition for and pegar means to hit. Cada vez que leo este libro descubro algo nuevo. Every time I read this book I discover something new. Breakdown. Cada means each or every and is used with singular nouns. Vez means time. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it indicates the time when something happens. Leo is the first person singular present tense form of the verb leer, which means to read. Este means this and is used to refer to something nearby or in the context of the conversation. Libro means book. Descubro is the first person singular present tense form of the verb descubrir, which means to discover. Algo means something. Nuevo means new. Key concepts. Subordinate clause. A subordinate clause is a clause that cannot stand alone as a sentence. In this case, que leo este libro is a subordinate clause that depends on the main clause. Cada vez. For its meaning, present tense. The present tense is used to describe actions or states that are happening now or that happen habitually. Direct object. The direct object is the noun or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. In this sentence, the direct object is algo nuevo. Has experimentado síntomas de abstinencia en el pasado? Have you experienced withdrawal symptoms in the past? This sentence is asking if the person has experienced withdrawal symptoms in the past. It uses the preterite tense of the verb experimentar, which means to experience. Síntomas de abstinencia translates to withdrawal symptoms. En el pasado translates to in the past. Él les pidió consejo. He asked them for advice. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he. Les. This is the indirect object pronoun meaning to them or for them. It is used because the verb pidió requires an indirect object, which is the recipient of the action. Pidió. This is the past tense of the verb pedir, meaning to ask. Consejo. This is a noun meaning advice. It is in the singular form because it is referring to advice in general, not specific pieces of advice. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. Les is an indirect object pronoun, which means it indicates the recipient of the action of the verb. In this case, the action of asking is directed towards them. Verb conjugation. Pedio is the past tense of the verb. Pedir, which means to ask. The past tense indicates that the action of asking happened in the past. Noun gender. Consejo is a masculine noun, so the article used with it is el. The, in the singular form. El concierto aún no ha comenzado. The concert hasn't started yet. Breakdown. El. This is the definite article, the, and is masculine singular. Concierto. This is the noun, concert, which is masculine singular. Aún. This means, yet, and is used to indicate that something has not happened. No. This is the negation, not, and is used to make a statement negative. Ah. This is the third person singular present perfect indicative form of the verb, haber, meaning, to have. It is used in conjunction with the past participle of another verb to form the present perfect tense. Comenzado. This is the past participle of the verb, comenzar, meaning, to begin, or, to start. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. The present perfect tense is used to describe an action that started in the past, and continues to have relevance in the present. In this case, the concert hasn't started yet, but we're still talking about it in the present. Negation. The word. No. Is used to make the sentence negative. Word order. Spanish often follows a subject-verb-object word order. Here, the subject, concierto, comes before the verb, ha comenzado. ¿Qué hizo ella hoy? What did she do today? This sentence is asking about a past action, using the simple past tense in Spanish. Here is the breakdown. ¿Qué? ¿Qué? Means, what? This is an interrogative word asking about an object, or subject. Hizo. Hizo. Is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, hacer. Hacer. Which means, to do, or, to make. It refers to the action that, she, performed. Ella. Ella. Is the pronoun, she. Hoy. Hoy. Means, today. It indicates the time frame in which the action took place. So the sentence literally means, what did she do today? Tom quería que tengas esto. Tom wanted you to have this. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name of the person who wanted something. Quería. This is the past imperfect tense of the verb. Querer. Which means, to want. In this context, it indicates that Tom's desire was ongoing, not a single event. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, specifying the object of Tom's desire. Tengas. This is the subjunctive form of the verb. Tener. Which means, to have. The subjunctive mood is used to express desires, wishes, or opinions. Esto. This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something already known, or understood, in this case, the object that Tom wanted you to have. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense. Quería. Is in the past imperfect tense, indicating an ongoing action, or state in the past. Subjunctive mood. Tengas. Is in the subjunctive mood, which is used to express desires, wishes, or opinions. Subordinate clause. The phrase, que tengas esto, is a subordinate clause that depends on the main clause. Tom quería. Demonstrative pronoun, esto, is a demonstrative pronoun, referring to something already known, or understood. Tom puede nadar tan rápido como tú. Tom can swim as fast as you. Here's the breakdown of the sentence. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it's a proper noun. Dude, puede, is the verb, can, in the third person singular form. It's a modal verb that expresses ability. Nada, nadar, is the infinitive verb, to swim. Tan, is the adverb, as, used to make comparisons. Rapido, rapido, is the adjective, fast, in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the noun. Tiempo, time. Como, como, is the conjunction, as. Tu, tu, is the pronoun, you, which is the object of the comparison. Tiene muchos colonos en la hacienda. He/she/it has many settlers on the hacienda. Breakdown. Tiene. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Tener. To have. It agrees in number and person with the subject, which is implied, he/she/it. Muchos. This is the masculine plural form of the adjective. Mucho. Many. It modifies the noun. Colonos. Colonos. This is the masculine plural form of the noun. Colono. Settler. It is the direct object of the verb. Tener. En. This is a preposition meaning, in, or, on. La. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning, the. Hacienda. This is a noun meaning, ranch, or, plantation. Key concepts. Agreement. The verb. Tiene. Agrees in number, and person with the implied subject. The adjective. Muchos. Agrees in gender, and number with the noun. Colonos. Prepositions. The preposition. En. Introduces a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Tener. Articles. The definite article. La. Is used before the noun. Hacienda. To indicate a specific ranch, or plantation. No todo el mundo puede tener coche. Not everyone can have a car. This sentence is a simple statement using the verb. Poner. To be able to, in the third person plural. No. Is the negation. Todo. Means, all, and is used with. El mundo. Meaning, the world, literally, or, everyone. Puede. Is the third person plural of. Poner. To be able to. Tener. Means, to have, and is in the infinitive form. Coche. Means, car. This sentence is a general statement about the ability to own a car. Sé que todo esto es un juego. I know that all of this is a game. Breakdown. Sé. This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Saber. To know. It means, I know. Que. This is the conjunction, that, which introduces a subordinate clause. Todo. This is the masculine singular form of the adjective. Todo. All, every. It means, everything, or, all of this. Esto. This is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative pronoun. Esto. This. It refers to the things being discussed. Es. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser. To be. It means, is, or, it is. Un. This is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning, a, or, an. Juego. This is a noun meaning, game. Key concepts. Subordinate clause. The phrase. Que todo esto es un juego. Is a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction. Que. It functions as the object of the verb. Se. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. todo. Functions as the direct object of the verb. Es. La reunión fue cancelada. The meeting was cancelled. This sentence uses the pasado simple. Simple past tense of the verb. Ser. To be, to indicate that the meeting was cancelled in the past. The past participle. Cancelada. Cancelled, agrees in gender with the noun. Reunión. Meeting, which is feminine. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject. Reunión. Verb. Fue. Past participle. Cancelada. ¿Por qué no le has dicho a Tom cuánto debe? Why haven't you told Tom how much he owes? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? Is asking, why? The question word, ¿por qué? Is used to ask the reason for something. No. No. Is the negative word meaning, not, in Spanish. Le. Le. Is the indirect object pronoun meaning, to him, or, to her, and in this case, it refers to Tom. Has. As. Is the present perfect tense of the verb. Haber. To have. Used here to form the present perfect tense of the verb. Decir. Dicho. Dicho. Is the past participle of the verb. Decir. To say. Which is conjugated with. Haber. To form the present perfect tense. Atom. Atom. Is the preposition. A. Followed by the proper noun. Tom. Indicating the person to whom the verb. Decir. Refers. Cuanto. Cuanto. Is the interrogative pronoun meaning, how much. Deb. Dele. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Deber. To owe. This sentence uses the present perfect tense, which is used to express an action that started in the past, and continues in the present. ¿Sabes acaso si él tiene novia? Do you know, if he has a girlfriend? This sentence uses the interrogative word. ¿Acaso? To emphasize the question. ¿Acaso? Means, by any chance, or, perhaps, and adds a touch of surprise, or uncertainty to the question. ¿Sabes? Is the informal way to ask, do you know? It uses the tú form of the verb, saber, to know, and is a common way to start a question in Spanish. The si clause, si él tiene novia, is a subordinate clause that depends on the main clause. ¿Sabes? Él is the subject pronoun for he and tiene. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb tener, to have. Novia is the noun, girlfriend. The sentence structure is a bit unusual as it starts with the question word. ¿Acaso? This is a common feature of Spanish, where the question word can be moved to the beginning of the sentence for emphasis. Una sola gota del veneno basta para matar a 160 personas. A single drop of the poison is enough to kill 160 people. Breakdown. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, one. It is modifying the noun. Gota. Drop. Sola. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, solo, meaning, single, or, alone. It is modifying the noun, gota. Drop. Gota. This is a feminine noun meaning, drop. Veil. This is a contraction of the preposition, the, of, and the definite article, el, the. It is introducing the noun, veneno. Poison. Veneno. This is a masculine noun meaning, poison. Basta. This is the third person singular form of the verb, basta, meaning, to be enough, or, to suffice. Para. This is a preposition meaning, for, or, to. Matar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, matar, meaning, to kill. Ah. This is a preposition meaning, to. It is used before the number 160 to indicate the person being killed. 160. This is the number 160, representing the amount of people that can be killed. Personas. This is a feminine plural noun meaning, people. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjectives. Sola. And articles. Una. Agree in gender and number with the noun. Bota. Prepositions. Del. And. Para. Are prepositions that connect words and phrases in the sentence. Infinitives. Matar. Is an infinitive, which is the base form of a verb. La gente mayor todavía recuerda el asesinato de Kennedy. The older people still remember the assassination of Kennedy. Breakdown. La. The feminine singular definite article. This refers to gent, which is feminine. Gente. People, in general, not specific individuals. Mayor. Older, adjective, modifying, gent. This could also be translated as elderly. Todavía. Still, adverb. This indicates that the action continues in the present. Recuerda. Remembers, verb, third person singular, present tense. This is the verb conjugated for the subject, la gente mayor. El. The masculine singular definite article. Asesinato. Assassination, masculine singular noun. This refers to the event of Kennedy's death. De. Of preposition. This indicates possession or relationship. Kennedy. Kennedy, proper noun. This refers to John F. Kennedy, the assassinated president of the United States. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Recuerda. Is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the singular subject. La gente mayor. Definite articles. La. And. El. Are used to indicate specific people or things. Adjectives. Mayor. Modifies the noun. Gente. Present tense. The verb. Recuerda. Is in the present tense, indicating that the action of remembering still happens. Prepositions. The preposition. De. Connects asesinato to Kennedy. Sé que no te interesa. I know that you are not interested. The sentence structure is simple. Sé. Is the first person singular present indicative of the verb. Saber. To know. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. No. Is the negation. Te. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, you. Interesa. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Interesar. To interest. The sentence literally translates to, I know that it does not interest you. But in English, it is more natural to say, I know that you are not interested. This is a common example of how the meaning of a sentence can be shifted slightly between languages. ¿Vendes palillos chinos? Do you sell chopsticks? This sentence is an interrogative sentence in the present tense. ¿Vendes? This translates to, do you sell? ¿Vendes? Is the second person singular form of the verb. Vender. To sell, in the present tense. Palillos chinos. This translates to, chopsticks. This is the noun phrase that is the direct object of the verb. Vender. palillos. Means chopsticks. Chinos. Means Chinese, so. Palillos chinos. Specifically means Chinese chopsticks. The sentence structure of this question is typical of Spanish, with the verb coming before the noun phrase. Yo escribí eso. Did I write that? This sentence is a question in the preterite tense. It is asking if the speaker wrote something. Let's break it down. Yo escribí eso. Yo. This is the subject pronoun. Yo. I, in the interrogative form. It marks the beginning of a question in Spanish. Escribí. This is the preterite tense of the verb. Escribir. To write. It indicates an action that was completed in the past. Eso, this is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning that. It refers to something that was previously mentioned, or understood. So the complete sentence translates to, did I write that? Me gusta estudiar solo. I like to study alone. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, me, meaning, I, in the subject form. It is used in the first person singular. Gusta. This is the third person singular form of the verb, gustar, meaning, to like. In Spanish, gustar is conjugated according to the object of the liking, rather than the person liking it. So, me gusta means, it pleases me. Estudiar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, estudiar, meaning, to study. Solo. This is an adjective meaning, alone, or, single, modifying the verb, estudiar. Key concepts. Word order. In Spanish, the verb often comes after the object of the liking in sentences with gustar. Conjugation. Gustar is conjugated differently than most verbs in Spanish, with the subject pronoun being reflected in the object of the liking. Adjectives. Adjectives in Spanish usually follow the noun they modify, but they can sometimes come before the verb when they are used to modify the verb itself. Quiero que me escuches con mucho cuidado. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Quiero. This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Querer. Meaning, to want. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, which is used here, because the subject of the verb, escuches, is, you, understood. Escuches. This is the second person singular present subjunctive form of the verb. Escuchar. Meaning, to listen. Con. This is a preposition meaning, with. Mucho. This is an adjective meaning, much, or, a lot. Cuidado. This is a noun meaning, care, or, attention. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The verb, escuches, is in the subjunctive mood, which is used to express a desire, a request, or a need. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, me, is a direct object pronoun, which means it is the object of the verb, escuches. Preposition. The preposition, con, is used to show the relationship between, escuches, and, cuidado. Aquí hace frío todo el año. It is cold here all year. Here we have a simple sentence. The key elements are. Aquí. This is a pronoun meaning, here. Hace. This is a conjugated verb, hacer, which means, to do, or, to make. In this case it's used to describe the weather. It's in the third person singular, present tense, and it's used to describe the weather. Frío. This is an adjective that means, cold. Todo. This means, all, or, every. El año. This means, the year. also the sentences describing the weather by saying that it is cold here every year. Ahora no miento. I am not lying now. Breakdown. Ahora. Means, now, and is an adverb of time. No. Means, not, and is a negation. Miento. Is the present tense, first person singular, I, form of the verb. Mentir. Which means, to lie. This sentence uses the present tense to express an action that is happening at the moment of speaking. The negation, no, modifies the verb, miento, to indicate that the action of lying is not taking place. Él siempre me habla cuando me encuentra por la calle. He always talks to me when he finds me on the street. Él is the subject pronoun, he. Siempre is the adverb, always. Me is the direct object pronoun, me. Habla is the third person singular present tense of the verb, habla, to speak. Cuando is the conjunction, when. Me is the direct object pronoun, me. Encuentra is the third person singular present tense of the verb, encontrar, to find. Por is the preposition, by, through. La is the definite article, the. Calle is the noun, street. This sentence uses the present tense to describe a habitual action. It also uses two object pronouns, me, in both clauses. Notice the use of the preposition, por, in the phrase, por la calle, on the street. Tom le colgó a Mary. Tom hung up on Mary. This sentence means that Tom ended the phone call with Mary. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Le is the pronoun object, meaning, to him slash her. It refers to Mary, and shows that Tom is the one performing the action. Colgó is the past tense verb meaning, to hang up. It is in the third person singular form to agree with Tom. A is the preposition meaning, to. Mary is the indirect object of the sentence, meaning the person who is being hung up on. Todo el mundo comete errores de vez en cuando. Everyone makes mistakes from time to time. Breakdown. Todo el mundo means everyone, and is a common phrase in Spanish. Comete is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Cometer, which means to commit or to make in this context. Errores is the plural form of the noun, error, meaning mistakes. De vez en cuando is a common phrase meaning from time to time or occasionally. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb comete agrees in number and person with the subject. Todo el mundo. Third person singular. Tense. The sentence is in the present indicative tense, indicating a general truth or habitual action. Prepositional phrase. The phrase, de vez en cuando, acts as a prepositional phrase modifying the verb, comete. Probablemente creas que sabes cómo se hace, pero deja que te lo explique otra vez. You probably think you know how to do it, but let me explain it to you again. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the subjunctive mood in the second clause. Probablemente means probably, indicating a degree of uncertainty. Creas is the third person singular form of the present indicative of the verb. Creer, to believe. Que is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause, similar to that in English. Sabes is the second person singular form of the present indicative of the verb. Saber, to know. Como means how and introduces a noun clause. Se hace is the third person singular form of the present indicative of the verb hacer. To do. Pero is a conjunction meaning but that introduces a contrasting idea. Deja is the second person singular imperative form of the verb dejar. To let. Que is a conjunction meaning that introducing a subordinate clause. Te lo explique is the third person singular present subjunctive form of the verb explicar. To explain. Otra vez means again. The subjunctive mood in te lo explique is used because the sentence expresses a suggestion or request. The speaker is asking the listener to let them explain something again. Ella es una joven muy inteligente. She is a very intelligent young woman. Breakdown. Ella. Ella is the subject pronoun, meaning she, is, es, is the third person singular form of the verb ser, ser, meaning to be. It is used here to describe a characteristic of the subject. Una, una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a, or, an. Joven, joven is the feminine singular form of the noun, young person, meaning, young woman. My, muy is the adverb, very, intelligent, inteligente is the feminine singular form of the adjective, intelligent. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Spanish nouns and adjectives have genders, and they must agree in gender. In this sentence, the noun, joven, and the adjective, inteligente, are both feminine singular. Verb conjugation. The verb, es, is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject pronoun, ella. ¿De quién es esta bicicleta? This translates to, whose bicycle is this? The sentence uses the, ¿de quién? Question structure, which is used to inquire about the owner or possessor of something. ¿De quién? Literally translates to, of whom? And is used to ask, whose? Es is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, and agrees with the subject, the, bicicleta. The word order in the sentence is interrogative, meaning the question word, ¿de quién? Comes first. This is typical for Spanish questions. Pienso que el alcalde ha hecho un buen trabajo. I think the mayor has done a good job. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb pensar, to think, which is pienso. In the first person singular, que is a conjunction indicating that the following clause is the object of the verb pensar. The second part of the sentence uses the present perfect tense of the verb hacer, to do, which is ha hecho. In the third person singular, un is the indefinite article meaning a, and buen is the masculine singular form of the adjective good. Trabajo is a noun meaning work in this context. The sentence is a simple statement of opinion, with the speaker expressing their belief that the mayor has performed well in their duties. Bienvenido a casa. Welcome home. The phrase bienvenido a casa literally translates to welcome to house. Bienvenido is the masculine form of the adjective welcome. It's used here as an adjective, modifying the noun casa. A is the preposition to. Casa means house or home. This phrase is a common greeting used when someone arrives at their home. It conveys a sense of warmth and belonging. Mi cuchillo ha perdido su filo. My knife has lost its sharpness. Me. Is the possessive adjective, my, agreeing in gender, and number with the noun, cuchillo, knife. Cuchillo. Is the noun, knife. Ha perdido. Is the present perfect tense of the verb, perder, to lose, conjugated in the third person singular. Su. Is the possessive adjective, its, agreeing in gender, and number with the noun, filo, sharpness. Filo. Is the noun, sharpness. Me senté y abrí mi ordenador portátil. I sat down, and opened my laptop. Breakdown. Me. This is the object pronoun, me, and indicates that the speaker is the one who sat down. Senté. This is the past tense of the verb. Sentar. To sit. It is conjugated in the first person singular form, indicating the speaker sat down. E. This is the conjunction, and, connecting the two actions. Abrí. This is the past tense of the verb. Abrir. To open. It is conjugated in the first person singular form, indicating the speaker opened the laptop. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, modifying the noun. Ordenador portátil. Ordenador portátil. This is the noun, laptop. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verbs. Sentar. And. Abrir. Are conjugated in the past tense, and first person singular form, indicating the speaker performed the actions. Object pronoun. Me. Is an object pronoun, indicating the speaker is the subject of the verb. Conjunction. E. Is a conjunction that connects two independent clauses. Possessive adjective. Me. Is a possessive adjective that indicates ownership of the laptop. Seguimos adelante a pesar de los obstáculos. We move forward, despite the obstacles. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb. Seguir. To follow, to continue, conjugated in the first person plural, seguimos. The, adelante. Is an adverb meaning forward, or ahead, making. Seguimos adelante. Mean we continue forward. The preposition. A pesar de. Means despite, or in spite of. The plural noun. Obstáculos. Means obstacles. So, the sentence literally translates to, we continue forward in spite of the obstacles. It expresses the idea of persevering, and moving forward, despite challenges. He hecho unos cambios en mi agenda. I have made some changes to my schedule. Breakdown. Is the third person singular form of the verb, hacer, to do, in the present perfect tense. Hecho. Is the past participle of the verb, hacer. Unos. Is an indefinite article meaning, some. Cambios. Is the plural form of the noun, cambio, change. En. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, on. Me. Is a possessive adjective meaning, my. Agenda. Is a noun meaning, schedule. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. This tense is used to describe an action that has been completed in the past, and the action has a result in the present. In this case, the speaker has made changes to their schedule, and those changes are still in effect. Indefinite article. Unos. Is used to indicate that the speaker is not specifying how many changes they made. Possessive adjective. Me. Indicates that the schedule belongs to the speaker. Es triste que haya estado enfermo durante tanto tiempo. It is sad that he has been sick for so long. Breakdown. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, sir, to be, meaning, it is. It's used here to introduce a statement of fact. Triste. This is an adjective meaning, sad. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, which is a clause dependent on the main clause. In this case, it means, that. Haya. This is the subjunctive form of the verb, haber, to have, in the third person singular. It's used here in a perfect tense to indicate an action that started in the past, and continues up to the present. Estado. This is the past participle of the verb, estar, to be. It's used here to form the perfect tense with, haber. Enfermo. This is an adjective meaning, sick. Durante. This is a preposition meaning, during. Tanto. This is an adjective meaning, so much. Tiempo. This is a noun meaning, time. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express an opinion, a feeling, or a possibility. In this sentence, the subjunctive mood is used in the clause, que haya estado enfermo, to express the speaker's feeling of sadness. Perfect tense. The perfect tense is used to describe an action that started in the past, and continues up to the present. In this sentence, the perfect tense is used with the verb, haber, and the past participle, estado, to indicate that the person has been sick for a long time. Prepositional phrase. The phrase, durante tanto tiempo, is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb, estado. It tells us how long the person has been sick. Déjame entrar. Let me in. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. The verb, déjame, is the imperative form of the verb, dejar, to let, and is conjugated in the first person singular. The pronoun, me, me, is used as the object of the verb. The word, entrar, to enter, is the infinitive form of the verb, which is used after the imperative verb to express the action. Todos se fueron, menos nosotros. Everyone left, except for us. Breakdown. Todos. Todos. Is the masculine plural form of the pronoun, all. It functions as the subject of the verb, se fueron. Se fueron. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun used with the verb, to go, in the past tense. Se fueron. Means, they went, or, they left. This is an example of a reflexive verb, where the action is done to oneself. Menos. Menos. Is a preposition meaning, except, or, less. It introduces the exception to the previous statement. Nosotros. Nosotros. Is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. This sentence uses a common Spanish structure, where the exception is introduced with, menos. ¿Puedo preguntarles su edad? This translates to, can I ask them their age? The sentence structure is a question using the verb, poder. Poner. Meaning, can, or, to be able to. Conjugated in the first person singular, pudo. Preguntarles. Is the infinitive, pregunta, meaning, to ask, conjugated in the first person singular with the object pronoun, less, referring to the indirect object, them, as in asking, them, a question. The, s, in, less, is used, because, edad, is feminine. Su. Is the possessive adjective, there. Edad. Is the noun, age. The question mark. And. Indicates that the sentence is a question. Si te dedicas a decir siempre lo que se te pasa por la cabeza, es probable que molestes a mucha gente. If you dedicate yourself to always saying what crosses your mind, it is probable that you will annoy many people. Breakdown. CT dedicas a. C. means if, and is used to introduce a conditional clause. Tenemi casa means you dedicate yourself to, and is a reflexive verb that indicates the action is directed towards oneself. Desir simple loque sit passa por la cabeza. Desir means to say, and is used here in the infinitive form. Siempre means always, and modifies the verb. Decir. Lo que se te pasa por la cabeza means what crosses your mind, and is a complex noun phrase. Lo que means what. Se te is a reflexive pronoun meaning to you, and pasa por la cabeza means crosses through the head, which is a metaphorical expression for thoughts. Is probable que molesta mucho gente. Es probable que means it is probable that, and introduces a subordinate clause. Molestes means you annoy, and is the subjunctive form of the verb. Molestar a mucha gente means many people, and is the indirect object of the verb. Molestar. Key concepts. Conditional clauses, introduced by C, and express a condition. Reflexive verbs. Verbs where the action is directed towards the subject. Infinitive forms, used to express the action of a verb without specifying tense or person. Subjunctive mood, used to express uncertainty, desire, or opinion. Noun phrases, groups of words that function as a noun. Metaphors, figurative language that compares two unlike things. Nos maquillamos. We put on makeup. Breakdown. Nos is the direct object pronoun, us, and is used here as the reflexive pronoun. It means ourselves, in this case. Maquillamos is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb. Maquillar, which means to put on makeup. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. These pronouns refer back to the subject of the sentence. They are used when the subject of the verb performs an action on themselves. In this case, we are putting on makeup on ourselves. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe actions that are happening now, or that happen regularly. In this case, the action of putting on makeup is happening now. Me gusta la música instrumental. I like instrumental music. Breakdown. Me. Colon, this is the pronoun, me, meaning I, in English. It is the subject of the sentence. Gusta. Colon, this is the third person singular form of the verb. Gustar. Meaning to like, or to be pleasing. It is conjugated in the present tense. La. Colon, this is the definite article, the, in Spanish, referring to the music. Música. Colon, this is the noun, music, in Spanish. Instrumental. Colon, this is an adjective meaning instrumental, or without vocals. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb gusta is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the singular subject. Me. Direct object. The noun música is the direct object of the verb gusta. Adjective placement. The adjective instrumental follows the noun it modifies. ¿Quieres azúcar en el café? Do you want sugar in your coffee? This is a question in the to form, which is used for informal situations with a singular person. ¿Quieres is the conjugated verb querer, to want, in the present tense, second person singular, to form. Azúcar is the noun for sugar, and en is the preposition, in. El café is the noun, coffee, with el being the masculine definite article, meaning the. Tom estaba exhausto. Tom was exhausted. This sentence is in the past tense, and describes Tom's state of being. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Estaba is the past imperfect tense of the verb estar, meaning, to be, in a state of being. It implies a continuous state in the past. Exhausto is an adjective meaning, exhausted, describing Tom's condition. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe ongoing actions, or states of being in the past. Adjective. An adjective describes a noun, in this case, exhausto describes the noun Tom. ¿Quieres azúcar? Do you want sugar? This sentence is a question asking if the person wants sugar. The verb quieres is the second person singular informal form of the verb querer, which means to want. In this context, the verb is conjugated in the present tense. The noun azúcar means sugar. Era un día muy tranquilo en la bolsa de valores. It was a very calm day on the stock exchange. The sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes a past action that was ongoing, or habitual. Era is the imperfect form of the verb ser. To be, indicating that the day was calm during a specific period in the past. Un día is a masculine singular noun meaning a day. Muy is an adverb meaning very. Tranquilo is an adjective meaning calm, describing the day. En la bolsa de valores is a prepositional phrase indicating the location on the stock exchange. En realidad es Tom is Tom really Tom. This sentence is a question asking for confirmation. En realidad. This is a phrase that means, really, or, in reality. It is used to express disbelief, or surprise. Realidad means reality. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser. To be. Tom, this is the name of the person in question. The sentence structure is straightforward. It follows the standard subject-verb-object order for Spanish questions. Mi deporte favorito es el fútbol. My favorite sport is soccer. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb ser. To be. Me. Means, my, and is the possessive adjective, which shows possession. Deporte is the noun meaning sport. Favorito is the adjective meaning favorite. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser. To be, in the present tense. El is the definite article meaning the, and refers to football, which is the noun meaning soccer. Ese arquitecto construye casas muy modernas. That architect builds very modern houses. Is. Ese. This is a demonstrative adjective, meaning that, and referring to a male noun that is nearby, or visible. Arquitecto. Arquitecto. This is a noun meaning architect. Construye. Construye. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, construir, meaning, builds. Casas. Casas. This is the plural form of the noun, casa, meaning, houses. My. Muy. This is an adverb meaning, very. Modernas. Modernas. This is the plural form of the adjective, moderna, meaning, modern. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. Ese. Esa. Eso. Masculine. Esta. Este. Esto. Feminine are used to point out specific nouns. present indicative verb conjugation. The verb, construe, is conjugated in the present indicative, indicating an action that is happening now. Plural forms. Casas and moderners are the plural forms of casa and moderner, respectively, indicating more than one house and more than one house being modern. Compartíamos todo. We shared everything. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb compartir, which means to share. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and continued over a period of time. The pronoun nosotros, we, is understood and not explicitly stated in the sentence. The direct object pronoun todo, everything, is used to clarify what was being shared. The word order in the sentence is subject verb object. Hablaré con Tom mañana en la escuela. I will speak with Tom tomorrow at school. Hablaré, this is the future tense of the verb hablar, to speak. The ending acute indicates that the subject is yo. I. Con, this is the preposition con. With, it is used to indicate the person or thing with whom someone is interacting. Tom, this is the proper noun. Tom. Tom. Mañana, this is the adverb. Mañana. Tomorrow. En, this is the preposition. En. In. It is used to indicate the place where something happens. La escuela, this is the definite article. La. The, followed by the noun. Escuela. School. La decisión no es definitiva. The decision is not definitive. Breakdown. La. This is the definite article, meaning the, and it is feminine singular because it agrees with the noun. Decisión. Decisión. This is the noun, meaning decision. No. This is the negation, meaning not. Es. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative, meaning is. Definitiva. This is the adjective meaning definitive, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun. Decisión. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Verb conjugation. The verb, to be, is conjugated differently depending on the subject. In this case, the subject is decisión, which is singular, so the verb is in the third person singular present indicative. ¿Necesitas algo? Do you need anything? This sentence is a question in the tú form, which means it is addressed to one person informally. The verb necesitar means to need. It is conjugated in the present tense, indicative mood. The word algo means something. It is used to indicate that the speaker is unsure of what the person might need. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates that it is a question. Tom se moría por conocer a Mary. Tom was dying to meet Mary. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, and a proper noun. It refers to a male person named Tom. Se moría. This is the verb phrase in the sentence, meaning, was dying. It's in the imperfect tense, indicating a continuous action in the past. Morir. The verb means, to die. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun indicating that the action of dying is affecting Tom himself. It's used with verbs that have a reciprocal or reflexive meaning. Por. This preposition means for or because of and introduces the reason why Tom was dying. Conocer. This is the infinitive verb to know or to meet in this context. Ah. This is a preposition that introduces the object of the verb, marry, marry. This is a proper noun, the name of a female person. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The verb, se moría, is in the imperfect tense, expressing a continuous action in the past. Reflexive pronouns. The use of se with the verb morir indicates that the action of dying is affecting Tom himself. Prepositions. The prepositions por and a link words and phrases in the sentence, clarifying their relationship to one another. Él era paciente. He was patient. The sentence is in the past tense, using the imperfect tense of the verb ser. To be. Él is the subject pronoun, meaning he. Era is the imperfect conjugation of ser. For the third person singular, paciente is the adjective, patient, modifying the subject pronoun. Él podrá entregar su informe mañana. He will be able to turn in his report tomorrow. Él is a masculine singular pronoun that translates to he. Podrá is the third person singular form of the verb poder. To be able to, conjugated in the future tense. This is the future tense of poder, indicating that the action of being able to turn in the report will take place in the future. Entregar is the infinitive form of the verb to deliver, or to turn in. Su is a possessive adjective that translates to his or her. It modifies informe. Report. Informe is a masculine singular noun that translates to report. Mañana is an adverb that translates to tomorrow. It is an adverb of time. The sentence structure is a subject-verb-object structure, with the subject being él, the verb being podrá, conjugation of poder, and the object being entregar su informe. Este botón está suelto. This button is loose. The sentence uses the verb estar, which is the verb to be in Spanish. However, estar is used to describe a state or condition rather than a permanent characteristic. So, in this case, it is saying that the button is currently loose, rather than that it is always loose. Suelto is the adjective, loose, and it modifies the noun, botón, which is button. Tom es el único tecladista que conozco. Tom is the only keyboard player I know. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name, Tom. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb to be, in the present tense, meaning, is, él. This is the masculine singular definite article, the, único. This means, only, or, unique. Tecladista. This word literally translates to, keyboardist, meaning someone who plays a keyboard instrument. Que. This is a relative pronoun, meaning, who, or, that. Conozco. This is the first person singular form of the verb, to know, in the present tense, meaning, I know. Key concepts. Definite article. The use of the definite article. El. Before the noun. Tecladista. Indicates that the speaker is referring to a specific keyboard player. Relative clause. The clause. Que conozco. Modifies the noun. Tecladista. Giving more information about the keyboard player. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. Lo. Is the direct object of the verb. Conozco. Meaning that the speaker knows this specific keyboard player. Es usted muy amable de decírmelo. you are very kind to tell me. This sentence uses the formal form of usted, usted, because it is a polite way of addressing someone. Amable is an adjective meaning kind or nice, and it is modified by the adverb muy, meaning very. De is a preposition meaning of or from, and is used here to introduce the infinitive decímelo, meaning to tell me. The object pronoun me is attached to the end of the infinitive to show that the speaker is the recipient of the information. Estoy seguro de que tendrás muchas dudas. I am sure that you will have many questions. The sentence uses the verb estar, conjugated in the present tense. Estoy means I am. The word seguro means sure and is an adjective that modifies the pronoun yo, which is implied in the verb conjugation. The word de is a preposition that means of, indicating that the certainty is about the next clause. The verb tendrás is conjugated in the future tense. The pronoun tú is implied in the verb conjugation. Muchas means many. The word dudas means questions and is the object of the verb tendrás. The clause que tendrás much as you does is the object of the preposition de. Tom es demasiado honesto que ni puede mentir. Tom is too honest that he can't even lie. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. Es. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. Demasiado. This means, too much, or, too, and it is an adverb modifying the adjective, honest. Honesto. This is an adjective meaning honest. Que. This is a conjunction meaning that. Ni. This is an adverb meaning neither or not even. Puede. This is the verb to be able to in the third person singular present tense. Mentir. This is the verb to lie in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Adverbs. Demasiado and ni are adverbs that modify the adjectives and verb in the sentence. Conjunctions. Que connects the two clauses in the sentence. Verb tenses. The sentence uses the present tense for both the verb to be and the verb to be able to. Infinitives. The verb to lie is in the infinitive form. Amo el verano. I love summer. The sentence amo el verano is a simple sentence in the present tense. Amo is the first person singular present tense form of the verb amar, to love. It's the conjugated verb that agrees with the subject, I. El is the definite article meaning the, and is used before masculine singular nouns. Verano is the noun meaning summer. The sentence translates literally to, I love the summer. No puedo recordar el significado de la palabra que había buscado ayer. I can't remember the meaning of the word that I looked up yesterday. Breakdown. No means no. Puedo is the first person singular form of the verb poner, to be able to, conjugated in the present tense. Recordar means to remember. El is the masculine singular definite article meaning the. Significado means meaning. De means of. La is the feminine singular definite article meaning the. Palabra means word. Que is a relative pronoun meaning that or which. Había is the third person singular form of the verb haber, to have, conjugated in the imperfect indicative tense. Buscavo is the past participle of the verb buscar. To look for, or search for. Ayer means yesterday. Key concepts. Haber plus past participle. This construction is used to form the compound past tense in Spanish. Relative pronoun. Que introduces a relative clause that modifies the noun. Palabra. Definite articles. El and la are used to specify the word and its meaning. También me gustaría ir. I would also like to go. The sentence, también me gustaría ir, is structured as follows. También. Also, this adverb indicates that the speaker shares the desire to go with someone else. Me. Me, this is the direct object pronoun, indicating the speaker as the recipient of the action. Gustaría. Would like, this is the conditional form of the verb. Gustar. To like, which is used to express a desire, or preference. Ir. To go, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Ir. Indicating the action of going. The entire sentence conveys the speaker's desire to join someone else in going somewhere. Puedo pagar el libro con un cheque? Can I pay for the book with a check? Here's a breakdown. Puedo pagar el libro con un cheque? Puedo. Can I, this is the conjugation of the verb, poder, to be able to, in the first person singular. It asks a question about ability. Pagar. Pay, this is the infinitive form of the verb, pagar. El libro. The book, this is the definite article, el, the, followed by the masculine noun, libro, book. Con. With, this is a preposition that indicates the instrument, or means used to perform an action. Un cheque. A check, this is the indefinite article, un, a, followed by the masculine noun, check, check. Key concepts. Direct object. The object of the verb, pagar, is el libro. Meaning that the speaker is asking if they are able to pay for the book. Prepositional phrase. The phrase con un cheque is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb pagar, specifying how the speaker intends to pay. Question form. The sentence begins with, which is used to mark the sentence as a question. The word order is also reversed, with the verb puedo coming before the subject. Él tocaba la guitarra y ella tocaba el piano. He was playing the guitar, and she was playing the piano. The sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb tocar to play. This tense is used to describe actions that were happening in the past. Él, he, tocaba, was playing, imperfect tense of tocar la guitarra, the guitar. Y and ella, she, tocaba, was playing, imperfect tense of tocar el piano, the piano. Haz tu cama, por favor. This means, make your bed, please. Breakdown. Haz is the second person singular informal command form of the verb hacer. To do, to make. Tu is the possessive adjective, your, singular, informal. Cama is the noun, bed. Por favor is the phrase, please. Key concepts. Command form. The ath form is a command directed at a singular individual. Possessive adjective. Tu indicates that the bed belongs to the person being addressed. Informal register. The use of tu and the informal command form indicates that this is a casual request, likely between friends or family members. Ella me hizo un lindo vestido. She made me a beautiful dress. Breakdown. Ella. Ella. This is the subject pronoun for she. Me. Me. This is the indirect object pronoun for me, and indicates that the dress was made for the speaker. Hizo. Hizo. This is the past tense of the verb. Hacer. Which means, to make, or, to do. Un. This is the indefinite article meaning, a, or, an, and modifies the noun. Vestido. Lindo. Lindo. This is an adjective meaning, beautiful, or, pretty, and modifies the noun. Vestido. 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 This is a noun meaning, dress. Key concepts. Direct and indirect object pronouns. The sentence uses both a direct object pronoun. Law. La. Loss. Las. And an indirect object pronoun. Me. Te. Le. Nos. Os. Les. Adjectives. The adjective. Lindo. Modifies the noun. Vestido. Describing its quality. Verb conjugation. The verb. Hizo. Is conjugated in the past tense to indicate that the action has already happened. No todos son iguales. Not everyone is the same. This sentence uses the verb. Ser. To be, in the third person plural, son. Which is conjugated to agree with the subject. Todos. All. The phrase. Iguales. Equal, modifies. Todos. And is in the masculine plural to agree with. Todos. The word. No. Is a negative adverb, and its placement before the verb. Son. Negates the entire sentence. El patinaje en hielo puede ser elegante y bello. Ice skating can be elegant and beautiful. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular definite article, the. Patinaje. This is the noun, ice skating. It is derived from the verb. Patinar. To skate. The suffix. Aje. Turns verbs into nouns. En. This is the preposition, on, or, in, which indicates location. In this case, it is, on, the ice. Hielo. This is the noun, ice. Puede. This is the verb, can, or, may, in the third person singular present tense. Ser. This is the verb, to be, in the infinitive form. Elegante. This is the adjective, elegant. E. This is the conjunction, and. Bello. This is the adjective, beautiful. Key concepts. Noun derivation. The noun. Patinaje. Is formed from the verb. Patinar. Using the suffix. Aje. This is a common way to form nouns in Spanish. Prepositional phrases. The phrase. En hielo is a prepositional phrase, indicating the location of the ice skating. Adjectives, the adjectives, elegante, and bello, describe the ice skating. Present tense, the verb, puede, is in the third person singular present tense, indicating that the statement is true in general. Si no hubiese sido por ti, él todavía estaría vivo. If it hadn't been for you, he would still be alive. This sentence uses the conditional perfect tense, which is formed with the past participle of the verb, and the conditional form of the verb. Haber. To have. In this case, the verb. Haber. Is conjugated as. Hubiese. Because it is in the subjunctive mood, which is used to express hypothetical situations. The phrase, si no hubiese sido por ti, means, if it hadn't been for you. It expresses a hypothetical situation that did not occur. The word, por, is used to indicate the cause of the hypothetical situation. The phrase, él todavía estaría vivo, means, he would still be alive. This part of the sentence also uses the conditional perfect tense. No me vencerás. You will not defeat me. The sentence uses the future tense of the verb, vencer, which means, to defeat. No means, no, and me is the direct object pronoun meaning, me. Vencerás is the future tense of vencer, conjugated for the second person singular, which is you. The literal translation is, you will not defeat me. Hemos experimentado muchos cambios en las últimas décadas. We have experienced many changes in the last few decades. The sentence is in the pretérito perfecto tense, which is used to describe actions that began in the past, and continue to have an effect in the present. Hemos is the conjugation of the verb haber in the first person plural, which means, we have. Experimentado is the past participle of the verb experimentar, which means, to experience. Muchos means many, and is a masculine plural adjective. Cambios is the plural form of the noun cambio, which means change. En means in, and is a preposition. Las is the feminine plural definite article. Últimas means last, and is a feminine plural adjective. Décadas is the plural form of the noun década, which means decade. Había visto esa cara en algún otro lugar antes. I had seen that face somewhere else before. Breakdown. Había. This is the past imperfect of the verb haber. To have. It indicates an action that was in progress, or habitual in the past. Visto. This is the past participle of the verb ver. To see. Here, it's used with the imperfect of haber to create the past perfect, which indicates an action completed before another past action. Esa. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Ese. That. It indicates something specific already mentioned, or known. Cara. This is the noun. Cara. Face. En. This is the preposition. En. In, at, on. It is used to indicate location. Algún. This is the indefinite adjective. Algún. Some, any. It indicates an unspecified amount, or quantity. Otro. This is the adjective. Otro. Other. It refers to something different from what was previously mentioned. Lugar. This is the noun. Lugar. Place. Antes. This is the adverb. Antes. Before. It indicates a time prior to the action described. Key concepts. Past perfect tense. Used to indicate an action that occurred before another action in the past. Demonstrative adjectives. Used to point out specific things. Indefinite adjectives. Used to indicate an unspecified amount, or quantity. Ahora está todo bien. Now everything is fine. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb estar, to be, and the adverb ahora. Now, to indicate that the current situation is good. Todo. Everything is the subject of the sentence, and bien. Fine describes the state of. todo. El monóxido de carbono es una sustancia venenosa formada a partir de la combustión incompleta de compuestos de carbono. Carbon monoxide is a poisonous substance formed from the incomplete combustion of carbon compounds. Breakdown. L. This is the definite article, meaning the, in English. It is used to refer to something specific that has already been mentioned, or is understood. Monoxido. This is the noun, meaning monoxide. It is a compound word, meaning one oxide. De. This is the preposition of, indicating that the monoxide is made of something. Carbono. This is the noun, carbon. S. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. It is used to describe the subject of the sentence. Una. This is the indefinite article, meaning, a, in English. It is used to refer to something that is not specific, or has not been mentioned before. Sustancia. This is the noun, substance. Venenosa. This is the adjective, poisonous. It modifies the noun, substance. Formada. This is the past participle of the verb, to form, meaning, formed. It is used to describe the substance. A partir de. This prepositional phrase means, from. La. This is the definite article, meaning, the, in English. It is used to refer to the combustion. Combustión. This is the noun, combustion. Incompleta. This is the adjective, incomplete, meaning that the combustion is not finished. De. This is the preposition, of, indicating that the combustion is of something. Compuestos. This is the plural noun, compounds, meaning substances made of two, or more elements. De. This is the preposition, of, indicating that the compounds are made of something. Carbono. This is the noun, carbon. Key concepts. Definite and indefinite articles. The use of, el, and, una, to indicate whether the noun is specific, or not. Prepositions. The use of prepositions like, the, and, a partir de, to show relationships between words. Past participle. The use of, formada, to describe how the substance was created. Compound words. The use of, monoxido, to combine two words, and create a new meaning. Estoy manejando, así que no puedo contestar el teléfono. I am driving, so I can't answer the phone. Breakdown. Estoy. This is the present progressive form of the verb. Estar. To be. It means, I am, and indicates that the action is ongoing. Manejando. This is the present participle of the verb. Manejar. To drive. It acts as an adjective modifying. Yo. I, which is implied in the sentence. Así que. This is a conjunction meaning, so, or, therefore, indicating a consequence. No puedo. This is the negative form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. It means, I can't, or, I am not able to. Contestar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Contestar. To answer. El teléfono. This means, the phone. Key concepts. Present progressive. The use of. Estar. Plus present participle. Manejando. Emphasizes that the action of driving is happening at the moment of speaking. Conjunction. Así que. Connects the two clauses, showing the logical connection between driving and not being able to answer the phone. Negative construction. The use of. No. Negates the verb. Puedo. Indicating that the speaker is unable to answer the phone. Tom es la última persona de la fila. Tom is the last person in line. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the definite article, la, before, ultima, to indicate that Tom is the very last person in line, not just one of the last people. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun for the name Tom. S. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, sir, which means, to be. It agrees with the singular subject. Tom. La. This is the feminine definite article, meaning, the. It agrees in gender with the noun. Ultima. Ultima. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Ultimo. Meaning, last, or, final. It is placed before the noun, persona, to emphasize its position. Persona. This is the singular noun meaning, person. De. This is the preposition, of, or, from, which is used to show a relationship between, persona, and the following noun phrase. La. This is again the feminine definite article, meaning, the. And it agrees in gender with the noun, fila. Fila. This is the noun meaning, line. The phrase, de la fila, literally means, of the line, and indicates that Tom is the last person in a specific line. El agua se congela a los 0 grados centígrados. Water freezes at 0 degrees Celsius. The sentence is in the third person singular, present tense of the verb. Congelar. To freeze. El agua. Is the subject of the sentence, the water. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun that indicates the action is being done to the subject. A los 0 grados centígrados. Is a prepositional phrase indicating the temperature at which the water freezes. Tenemos un mapa. We have a map. Tenemos. Is the verb, to have, in the first person plural, we, present tense. Un. Is the indefinite article, a, or, an, in the masculine singular form. Mapa. Means, map. Me ayudarás? Will you help me? This is a question using the informal. Tú. Form of the verb. Ayudar. To help. Me ayudarás? Is the interrogative particle, like, question mark, in Spanish. Me. Is the object pronoun, me, and indicates that the speaker is the recipient of the help. Ayudarás. Is the future tense of the verb. Ayudar. In the to form. The future tense is used to express an action that will occur in the future, but here it is also used as a polite request. The to form is used to address someone with whom you have a casual relationship, such as a friend, family member, or classmate. Nos vamos ya. We are leaving now. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the ir verb, which means, to go, in English. Nos is a subject pronoun that means, we, and vamos is the present tense conjugation of the verb ir in the first person plural. Ya is an adverb that means, now, or, already. This phrase uses the ir verb in the present progressive tense to indicate that the action of leaving is happening now. Podemos estar un momento a solas. This translates to, can we be alone for a moment? Breakdown. Podemos. This is the question form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. The. Po. Changes to. Where. Because it's a question. Estar this verb means, to be. However, in this case, it is used to describe a state of being. To be alone. Un momento this means, a moment. A solas this phrase means, alone. This sentence is a polite request to be left alone for a short time. El salmón pone sus huevos en agua dulce. Salmon lay their eggs in fresh water. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb. Poner. To put, to lay. The subject is el salmón. The salmon, and the object is sus huevos. Its eggs. The preposition en. In is used to indicate the location where the salmon lays its eggs. Finally, agua dulce. Fresh water indicates the type of water where the eggs are laid. Confío por completo en sus habilidades. I completely trust your abilities. Breakdown. Confío is the present tense of the verb confiar, meaning to trust. It is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I trust. Por completo means completely and is an adverbial phrase. En is a preposition meaning in or on and is used to indicate the object of trust. Sus is the possessive adjective, your, and agrees in gender and number with the noun, abilities. Habilidades is the plural noun, abilities. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb confiar is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, which is the form used when the subject is I. Prepositions. The preposition en is crucial for indicating the object of the verb confiar. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective sus agrees with the noun habilidades. In gender, feminine, and number, plural. Ya estoy listo. I am ready now. This sentence is in the present tense and is a simple statement. Breakdown. Ya. This is an adverb that means already. Estoy. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb estar, which means to be. In this sentence, it is being used in the first person singular, I, listo. This is an adjective that means ready. Sentence structure. Subject, I, plus verb, am, plus adjective, ready. La cortina cayó. The curtain fell. Breakdown. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Cortina. This is the noun, curtain, and is feminine in gender. Cayó. This is the past tense of the verb, caer, which means, to fall. In this case, it is conjugated in the third person singular form, meaning, it fell. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The definite article, and the noun agree in gender, feminine. Verb conjugation. The verb, care, is conjugated in the past tense, and the third person singular form to match the subject, la cortina. Estoy buscando algún manga fácil de leer, con furigana. I am looking for some easy-to-read manga, with furigana. The sentence is in the present continuous tense, using the verb, estar, to be, and the gerund, buscando. Looking for algún is an indefinite article meaning some, and manga refers to Japanese comics. Fácil de leer is a phrase meaning easy to read. Con means with, and furigana are phonetic markings above kanji characters to indicate pronunciation. La nieve me impidió salir. The snow prevented me from going out. La. The feminine singular definite article. Nieve. Snow, feminine singular noun. Me. Me, personal pronoun, object. Impidió. Prevented, third person singular, preterite tense of the verb. Impedir. Salir. To go out, infinitive verb. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun me is the direct object of the verb impidió. Meaning it is the thing that is being prevented. Preterite tense. The verb impidió is in the preterite tense, which describes a completed action in the past. Infinitive. The verb salir is in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb. Here, it functions as the object of the preposition de, not explicitly stated in the sentence. No puedo dejar de pensar en Tomás. I can't stop thinking about Tomás. No means no, and is used for negation. Puedo is the first person singular, I, form of the verb poder, to be able to. It's conjugated in the present tense. Dejar is the infinitive form of the verb to leave or to stop. It is used here as part of the phrase dejar de, which means to stop. Pensar is the infinitive form of the verb to think. It is used here as a gerund, which is similar to an ing verb in English. En is a preposition that means in or on. It is used here to indicate that the thinking is focused on Tomás. Tomás is a proper noun. Therefore, the sentence means I can't stop thinking about Tomás. Te compraré una bebida. I will buy you a drink. Breakdown. Te is the object pronoun for you, informal, singular, and indicates that the drink will be bought for the person being addressed. Compraré. Compraré is the future tense of the verb comprar, to buy. It indicates an action that will happen in the future. Una is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or one. Bebida, bebida is the feminine noun for drink. Key concepts. Object pronoun, te, is used to specify who is receiving the action of the verb. Future tense, compraré, is used to indicate an action that will occur in the future. Definite article, una, is used to specify a particular drink. Tome conto que le gustaría visitarnos en Boston. Tom told me that he would like to visit us in Boston. This sentence contains the following grammatical elements. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Me is the indirect object, indicating the person to whom Tom told something. Conto is the past tense verb, to tell, in the third person singular, indicating that Tom is the one telling. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Le is the indirect object pronoun, referring to us, although it literally translates to him. In this case, it's used to indicate the person who is the object of an action. Gustaría is the conditional form of the verb to like, gustar, meaning would like. Visitarnos is the infinitive form of the verb to visit, conjugated to the infinitive form of to visit us. En is a preposition meaning in or at, and introduces the location. Boston is the name of the city. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns, me and le, are indirect object pronouns that indicate the person who is the recipient of the action. Subordinate clauses. The clause introduced by que that he would like to visit us is a subordinate clause that provides more information about what Tom told. Conditional mood. Gustaría is in the conditional mood, expressing a desire or willingness. Infinitive form, visitarnos, is in the infinitive form, which is often used after verbs like gustar, to indicate the action that is liked or desired. Tom estaba dispuesto a sacrificar todo por ti. Tom was willing to sacrifice everything for you. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Estaba is the past imperfect tense of the verb estar, to be, and indicates a continuous state in the past. Dispuesto is the masculine singular past participle of the verb disponer, to be willing, to be ready. It functions as an adjective modifying. Tom a is a preposition indicating direction or purpose. Sacrificar is the infinitive of the verb sacrificar, to sacrifice. Todo is an indefinite pronoun meaning everything. Por is a preposition indicating purpose or benefit. D is a pronoun in the second person singular, meaning you. Key concepts. The sentence uses the past imperfect tense to describe a situation that was ongoing in the past. The use of the infinitive sacrificar after the preposition a indicates purpose. The sentence highlights the intensity of Tom's willingness to sacrifice everything for the person being addressed. Yo quiero terminar el trabajo por mi cuenta. I want to finish the work on my own. This sentence uses the verb querer, which means to want, in the present tense. It is conjugated in the first person singular form, yo, meaning I. Terminar means to finish, and is also in the present tense, but in the infinitive form. This is because it is being used after the verb querer, which indicates an intention. El trabajo means the work, and is the direct object of the verb terminar. Por means by, and me means my. The phrase por mi cuenta means on my own, indicating the subject's desire to complete the work independently. Tom se echa demasiado azúcar en el té. Tom puts too much sugar in his tea. Breakdown. Tom, this is the subject of the sentence, and refers to the person who is putting sugar in the tea. See echa, this is the verb phrase, meaning, puts. It's in the third person singular present indicative form of the verb echar, which can mean to put or to throw. In this case, it signifies putting something into something else. The reflexive pronoun se is used here to indicate that Tom is putting sugar in his own tea. Demasiado, this is an adverb meaning too much or excessively. Azúcar, this is the noun meaning sugar. En, this is a preposition meaning in or on. El té, this is the noun phrase meaning the tea. El is the definite article meaning the, and té is the noun meaning tea. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The use of the reflexive pronoun se is important because it shows that Tom is adding sugar to his own tea rather than to someone else's tea. Adverb. The adverb demasiado helps us understand that Tom is adding more sugar than is considered appropriate. Preposition. The preposition en is essential for indicating where the sugar is being put, in the tea.
¿Sabes algo de tu hijo de vez en cuando?
Do you know anything about your son from time to time? This sentence is asking if someone has any news about their son. Let's break down the grammar. Sabes?
¿Sabes?
Is a common way to start a question in Spanish, meaning, do you know? Algo.
Algo
means something. De is a preposition that can mean about or of in this context.
Tu
means your and refers to the son.
Hijo.
Hijo means son. De vez en cuando.
De vez en cuando
is an idiom meaning from time to time.
The sentence structure is a typical Spanish question. Verbo más pronoun más resto of sentence. In this case, it's ¿Sabes más tú más algo de tu hijo de vez en cuando? Estaba extenuado. He was exhausted. The verb estaba is the imperfect tense of the verb estar, meaning to be. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions that were ongoing in the past. The adjective extenuado means exhausted and is the past participle of the verb extenuar. Past participles are used to form the perfect tenses, but they can also act as adjectives. Realmente debería irme. I really should go. Breakdown. Realmente. Realmente. Is an adverb meaning really or truly. It modifies the verb ir to emphasize the speaker's need to leave. Debería. Debería. Is the conditional form of the verb deber. To have to should, to ought to. It expresses that the speaker feels it is necessary or advisable to leave. Ir is the infinitive form of the verb to go. In this sentence, it is used in the infinitive form with the conditional debería, making the whole expression should go. Irme is the first person singular pronoun form of the verb ir to go. It indicates that the speaker is the one who should go. Key concepts. Conditional mood, debería, expresses a hypothetical or conditional obligation. Infinitive plus conditional, the combination of the infinitive ir and the conditional debería, creates a nuanced sense of obligation and desire. Pronoun conjugation, irme, is the conjugated form of ir, emphasizing that the speaker is the one who needs to leave. Ella logró abrir la caja. She succeeded in opening the box. This sentence uses the verb lograr, which means to succeed in doing something. It is often followed by an infinitive verb. Here, the infinitive verb is abrir, which means to open. The sentence structure is subject plus lograr plus infinitive verb plus object. In this case, the subject is ella. She, the object is la caja, the box, and the infinitive verb is abrir, to open. The sentence can also be translated as she was able to open the box. The use of lograr emphasizes the effort and determination required to open the box. Él me confundió con mi mamá. He mistook me for my mother. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun, he. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me. Confundió. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, confundir, which means to confuse. Con. This is the preposition with me. This is the possessive adjective, my. Mamá. This is the noun, mother. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun me, is the direct object of the verb confundio. It tells us who was confused. Preterite tense, the verb confundió is in the preterite tense, which indicates a completed action in the past. Preposition, the preposition con, indicates the relationship between the verb confundió and the noun mamá. In this case, it means mistook me for. This sentence uses a common Spanish grammatical structure where the direct object pronoun precedes the conjugated verb.